Ted and Mary Jane.
The ballots were examined at the Falkenberg Road office of the new Supervisor of Elections, Phyllis Buzanski, in response to a public records request on behalf of David Penoyer. He came in third in a race in which the top two candidates became members of the Temple Terrace City Council. Penoyer looked at electronic copies of all 431 uncounted ballots and read off the first names of who the voters selected. Penoyer picked up a net of 31 votes, not enough to close the 84-vote official margin.
It was great to actually have the unofficial count so we could tell people that their votes did matter, and so we can see whether that actually changed the outcome of the race. And in this case, it didn't, but that's fine. And that's the more important thing is that there were 15% of the people whose votes didn't count in that precinct, and that's a huge number. Mary Jane only?
Mary Jane Neal came in second in the certified election results and has served as a Temple Terrace City Council member since November. A few seconds after her opponent finished his unofficial tally of uncounted votes from Precinct 651, located at the Temple Terrace Presbyterian Church, Neal told WMNF she feels relieved.
It was important to get the votes counted. Yes, it's very important for the electorate to have every vote counted, regardless of the outcome. It's been very difficult, not knowing where I sat. But we have a very good relationship.
Election officials unpacked boxes and envelopes containing the uncounted ballots from the two precincts located at the church. The ballots were already sorted by precinct, but under the watchful eye of the two candidates, officials made sure they were aligned correctly to be scanned. Because the candidates were not on the ballot in Precinct 626, only ballots from Precinct 652 were taken to a copy machine in the hallway that scanned all the ballots. The eight portable document format digital files were burned onto a CDR and given to Penoyer, who looked at each ballot on his laptop computer. Penoyer says he will not challenge the results of the election in court.
Yeah, I don't know if that's in the best interest of the city of Temple Terrace. I mean, because what would it do? Maybe it makes it a little closer. Maybe it overturns it. But I don't think that – I think the last thing that the city needs is someone who's going to look like a poor supporter to try to keep, you know, raising these issues. And the city council has a lot of important things in front of them. And I think that, you know, we need to let them get on and do those tasks.
Penoyer is concerned about missteps in the elections office under Buddy Johnson and that it took nearly 3 months before he knew for sure that he had lost the race.
Well, obviously, you know, you pick up the paper or listen to the radio and you hear all the things that were bungled by the former supervisor of elections, Buddy Johnson. I mean, I think we should be happy now that we've fixed that in this race. And I know that Ms. Buzanski is going to got a lot of work on our hands, but I feel happy that at least we were able to do the unofficial count, and we were able to avoid the lawsuits. I mean, so we save people time, money. We got the results a lot quicker than we otherwise would have.
Supervisor of Elections Phyllis Buzanski learned about the uncounted ballots in mid-January, even though a memo revealed that Buddy Johnson's office knew they were missing by December 12th. Sharon Samick, with the Hillsborough chapter of the Florida Democratic Lawyers Council, filed the public records request on behalf of Penoyer. Samick also wants to find out whether Johnson's office knew about the uncounted ballots before the election results were certified on November 16th.
Well, that's pathetic. And we are still inquiring. We do have the public records request so that we know when these ballots were found and find out a little bit more about what the mistakes were, although I'm confident that Phyllis Buzanski is already taking corrective action to prevent that from happening again. We find out in January when Phyllis Buzanski finds out, and then it turns out that there was, in fact, a memo in December saying that they found these uncounted ballots, and the certification was November 17th, you know, how do we know that it wasn't found before then and just not memorialized till December? You know, stranger things have happened.
Some of the criticisms of Buddy Johnson's tenure as Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections include voters being given incomplete ballots on Election Day, a two-day delay in tallying November's vote, hundreds of provisional ballots being left unsecured in the lobby of the Supervisor of Elections office, requesting payment for trips he had already been reimbursed for, and leaving office with a $2.3 million deficit because of questionable expenditures. An editorial in Thursday's St. Petersburg Times called on Johnson to be investigated by state and federal authorities. A current elections official, Sigrid Tidmore, read a statement from Phyllis Buzanski's office.
It is clear that the procedures formerly used to control ballots and ballot boxes have proved to be inadequate. In her new position as Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, Phyllis Buzanski has already begun a major review and overhaul of all the organization's protocols for handling these important materials so that voters can be assured in the future that every vote will count and every vote will count on time.
Since Pennoyer will not contest the election results, the certified results will stand and the uncounted ballots will never be officially tallied. You can learn more about the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections at votehillsborough.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.